Welcome back to another episode of Chats with Clark. I'm your host, Joe Clark. And here at Chats with Clark, we get straight to the point. And the point today is the good old Cal Reynolds, whose alter ego is Cal Will Cook It. Cal, how are you doing? Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm doing well. It's a great day. No complaints. How you doing?
No complaints. I'm great. Yeah, I'm great. So Cal, you're like a viral chef, bro. So tell us about that. How did you get to be a viral chef of all things? That's awesome.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I'd say a lot of it's luck.
Okay.
Like on social media, no matter what, whatever you're trying to push or influence, you know, first of all, obviously it's got to be like somewhat of attractive. Like people have to actually want to engage with it, share it, like it, save it. But also too, you just got to have the right people see it and get lucky, you know? So I started doing this like for fun. I guess wish I do to start from day one. How it all
go for it.
Yeah, I do. That's usually how it goes when I do a podcast. I just start from day one. So
dude, start from day one.
Yeah, long story short, you know, I got into cook. I always liked food, always liked cooking, stuff like that. You know, watching the Food Channel growing up. I was a super fat kid, loved to eat. I still to this day, I still like to eat more than I like cooking. People don't get that. Like I would rather eat out at a restaurant 9 times out of 10 before cooking at home. Like I prefer. So funny. I know, like I'm pretty good at cooking, but it's so much better when you don't have to do the work. but yeah, anyways, I was always into food, always into cooking. And when I transferred out of it, because I went to Gannon University, my freshman year of college, obviously we had a cafeteria and stuff like that. But when I transferred home from there is when I really like started like taking pictures of the food I cook and stuff like that. But I never like had a page or anything.
Yeah.
I started like actually cooking in high school because that's when I started meal prepping for myself and getting into fitness and health and realizing like nutrition and the way I have to eat. And I wasn't raised in a family that paid attention to that kind of stuff. So I'd have to go out on my own to get certain groceries, like meal prep for myself. So that's really how I got into like the actual basics of cooking. But then I started getting more creative with it as I got older. And fast forward when I got to John Carroll my junior year, like people all the time are like, dude, you should make a food Instagram. I'm like, no, I ain't doing that. Like, blah, blah, blah. And finally, like me and my roommates and stuff that like convinced me, like, I was like, all right, like, screw it, you know, I'll do it. And I made one just for fun, you know? And then it wasn't like something I took too serious. I still don't take it. I should probably take it more serious now. That's on my goal list for this year and the rest, you know, in the future. But,
I love how real that is.
Oh yeah. I still treat it like a hobby. I should be probably treating it more like a part-time job, let's say. It is a part-time job. But, yeah, and I made the food page, and, you know, I didn't think much of it. It started slowly growing. And then after, like, I'd say once I finished football, my football career at John Carroll, when I had more time to, like, you know, invest in it, take it a little more serious, is when I actually started to grow a following. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just, like, a couple thousand followers, nothing crazy. But then when I – when COVID hit, which is where a lot of people actually grew their followings on social medias, regardless of if you just look at the statistics, whether it's cooking, sure. You know, fitness, motivational, like all aspects, because, you know, COVID, everybody was on their phones, everyone's at home. Like, so that was like my window of opportunity, but I was a little late to the party. But yeah, I just started posting more. I got more consistent. I'd say last summer was when I really started growing a following, probably around like August, September. So late summer, early fall. And yeah, dude, just posting food that I like to eat and enjoy cooking. And
yeah,
that's, you know, I'm just still today, just that's all I do. Just, you know, chipping
absolutely
away at it, just taking pictures of food I think that looks good and throwing that shit on social media and hoping for the best.
100%. Who taught you how to cook? Did you just kind of mess around with food and then eventually something clicks? Or how do you have that eye, or for lack of a better word, that eye?
So I'll say, you know, and I'm not trying to brag, but I'd say I'm self-taught.
Okay.
I learned just from watching YouTube and like the Food Channel. I was always into that kind of stuff. I loved watching my parents cook when I was a kid, my grandparents. Okay. I was always in the kitchen, you know, curious to see how they do things. And I'm just a quick learner naturally, and like things I enjoy. Now, if it's something like we were talking before we even started, sort of like technology and shit like that, take me hours to lock in and focus.
Okay.
But you know, when it comes to things I'm into, you know, like football is always a quick learner, cooking, you know, working out, exercise, Like if I'm reading a book I'm interested in, you know, I'll pick everything up pretty quick. Just any little tedious task that I'm interested in, I could pick it up pretty quick.
Okay.
And cooking was one of those things for me. It just clicked really easy for me.
Awesome. That makes it easier because then you can expand quicker too. You know, like exactly. You don't have to focus on learning the craft. Like you got the craft like that. So then you can just progress into, oh, I can cook this and I can cook this and that and just keep going.
Yeah. It's really just a snowball effect, man. Just keep rolling with it and just keep trying to get bigger and bigger.
It is. Absolutely. Do you find now that you have like favorite things that you like to cook, or is it kind of all over the place for you?
It's kind of all over the place. And that's kind of one thing about my page that drives me nuts, because like part of me tries to promote a healthy lifestyle and then another part of me will post something that's 20,000 calories. So it's just like the balance is kind of off, because I do enjoy eating a wide variety. But in terms of like what I enjoy to actually cook, although I don't do it much because it just takes more time, like I prefer grilling over everything, you know, steak or smoking meats or something like that. You know, nothing, it makes me feel, you know, like a real man when I'm on
a tough guy. Yeah, absolutely.
Like a tough guy when I'm behind the flames, you know, with the meats.
Takes you back to the football days. Just you're ready to hit somebody. Like, I want to hit somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. I love, so grilling's definitely my favorite style of cooking, I'd say.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I've seen like steaks on your page and man, it just looks awesome. But then I've also seen like breakfast stuff. So definitely all over this place.
Yeah.
But that's humans. Like it's not like we eat one thing. So that's cool. Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, Gordon Ramsay and stuff like that. He posts a million things.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So I think that's a good thing about me. It's good and bad. It's good because it shows I'm versatile, you know, like I have a variety of the way I eat and things I eat. But also too, it's kind of harder to grow a following if you don't have a specific niche. So mine is cooking, but like a lot of the food influencers you'll see, it's like a one style of cooking. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so like
absolutely.
Somebody will do only healthy stack or only healthy food. Somebody will do like strictly grilling or strictly macro friendly meals. Like where I do, it's all over the place. So down the road, I have it in my plans to like try to narrow it down in the categories. I'm still going to have a variety, but I want to make it more categorized, if that makes sense.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think like on TikTok and stuff, you can streamline it into, I mean, like
you can YouTube now. I got to do that. Yeah. I got to do
that. That'd be huge. Yeah. Cause that allows someone like you. Yeah. There you go. YouTube's great. And like someone like you has a pretty gregarious, outgoing personality who can do all the different foods and make it appealing and entertain the audience. That's a huge advantage for you. Cause then you don't have to just try. Like, no, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So kind of in that vein, Cal, how did the kind of, like I said earlier, the alter ego of Cal Will Cook It come about? Because that, I mean, that's catchy. That's really good.
The name?
Yes.
Oh, that, well, dude, I'm not going to lie to you. When I first made my page, I lived on Traymore.
Okay.
And I called it Taste of Traymore.
That's awesome.
And that was for like 6 months. And then I was moving out of that house. I'm like, oh, I got to change the name. I can't live on Traymore anymore. And me and my, some of my boys were watching the Nuck Boys. Yeah. And like Steve Will Do It, you know, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll make my name Cal Will Cook It.
Oh my gosh.
And that's how ingenious. It started. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Steve Will Do It if I ever meet him or come across him.
Absolutely. When this is uploaded, I will be sure to share it with him and I'll just let him know that he had a direct.
But it also fits too though, because when I was like a kid and stuff, like anytime we had food around or something, my mom would be like, Cal Will Cook It. So like, you know, so it fits both ways.
Yes.
It worked, but so that's what I say. It works both ways. Steve had an influence on me. So did my parents growing up.
Perfect. And now you can influence everyone else. So it works out really well. And Cal Will Cook It.
I know. Maybe I should be like, Cal Will Cook It and you can cook it too.
There you go. See, like there's so much you can do with it. When you're on YouTube, there's your clothes. Like,
anyone can cook, you know?
Yeah. But the question is, can people do it and make it look good and taste good?
I think they're capable of it. If I could do it, they could do it, man. Trust me.
Really?
Patience.
Do you think it's that?
Is that like, patience?
Okay.
I don't think it's... No, were you going to ask, is it that easy?
Yeah, like, because you kind of just dumbed it down to the point
I think it's just follow directions, really. If you just follow directions, you can figure it out. It's not like you need a crazy physical skills or you have to be in crazy shape or have some... I think it's just patience and having the discipline to follow directions.
Awesome. Do you...
Now, the creativity side is something you got to develop on your own. Like, I don't like, and that's one of the things I feel bad for people, because they always ask me like, oh, what are the measurements for that? Or what are the macros on that and stuff? And I just don't know, because I just free ball 95% of what I make. Like I just go in there with what I got and try to make something happen.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people count all that stuff and it's so hard, but I get what you're saying. Like,
and I feel bad because I don't have the answer.
No, right. And like a lot of people too, then like us, it sounds like I'm the same way. Like if I eat something, like I know, generally speaking, like what's healthy and what's not. And that'll do the trick. Like, I don't know. I know spinach is healthy and that like fatty foods are not, you know what I mean? And then, you know, all right, I had a pretty healthy meal. It's like, all right, maybe my next meal should be healthier. So.
Yeah. And that's something I'm trying to slowly start. Like, I mean, I've done a good job probably from like December. I'm starting to get more of a, I can see it. Like you can see your audiences on TikTok and stuff, like switching. And I'm starting to get a ton of more like fitness and like health inspired followers, right? And it's all just strictly food. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. And I'm glad it's making that shift because I want it to be like both, you know, food and health and fitness.
Right. And since you kind of opened that door, Cal, something I know too that you're aspiring to do is that fitness side, right? Like you said, you want to do some personal training. I know that. And then also, like, if you look at your page, people know, especially your Instagram, like you have stuff with your supplements and you working out and kind of your workout routines and things like that. What is your vision for that? How do you plan to turn Cal Will Cook It into Cal Will Be Fit too, or whatever?
So, I mean, fitness was always, it always came first before the cooking in terms of like my passion and what I wanted to do in my life. Like I always knew I wanted to be like, cooking is more of just a hobby. Cooking was a byproduct of my fitness is what I like to say. So like I had to learn how to cook because I wanted to be more physically fit.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Cause you have to eat healthier and you have to know how to prepare your own food and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, I feel like I'm in a good position already transitioning and like getting more of that fitness content. Obviously I don't have nearly as much because I just started doing it. I mean, it was just tough. I wanted to do it back in the day, but just with football and everything. And truthfully, just like the lack of confidence. Like I just didn't have the confidence to record myself and put myself out there. Like I had that mindset of like, oh, who am I? Like, why would I put myself out there? There's a million people out there better than me. I mean, you get it. You started a podcast. Like that shit's tough to just put yourself out there and put something out there and just be ready for, you know, the world to either tell you to shut the hell up or, you know, or cheer you on.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm just, you know, trying to incorporate like, cause that's when I post the question things on my Instagram, they're mainly all fitness questions, to be honest, which is another thing that like told me like, all right, like I should probably start doing this. You know, this is what people want to know. Like, cause part of trying to be a social media influencer or any influences, you know, you got to cater to what the people want it to, like while being yourself. You know, you don't want to be a phony, but you got to give them your authentic self and what they want to hear and what they want to know. So I always like posted stories and stuff like that. The supplement partnership was a huge push for me to get me going and give me the confidence that I needed. And I'm just going to slowly try to, don't want to talk about it too much right now because I don't want to spoil all my ideas and stuff.
Of course.
Slowly just going to try to transition a lot of that following onto my, I decided to keep them separate just to keep my plan, like, cause I have OCD and I want my pages to look clean, you know, so I want the food to just be mostly all food related. And then my other page will be mostly all fitness, motivation, lifestyle related.
Sure.
And I'll just cross them with the stories and stuff like that. But that's my goal, just to try to get my audience to push over to that too. And also, even if I just grow a whole separate audience on the other one, but the key is just I got to be consistent with it, keep it going, you know, just stay with it.
Yeah.
That's excellent. The hardest part is getting started, you know?
It is. Yeah. And you're going too. So.
And I'm still in that getting started phase with the fitness stuff. So there's days, I'm not going to lie to you, like there's days I'm like, oh, like this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry. But you know, I just keep telling myself, you got to push it. Like everybody starts somewhere, you know? I never thought in a million years I'd be posting food on Instagram for money. You know, if you would have told me that when I first made my account, I would have said, you're freaking nuts.
Right. So, like, I'm not even making it. Actually, forget about it.
Yeah. So that's what's driving me. It's like, I just got to keep pushing, keep grinding, and just see where this can take me while, you know, being present, enjoying the moment, and, you know, just having gratitude for where I'm at, but also not satisfied. So I can get to where I want to go.
Totally. Yeah. And I think you're seeing like a natural crossover. It makes sense to me in my head as a third party person that like people who are into food either are going to be pretty large and not care about the fitness. That's going to be one audience, or the people that are into food are going to be probably also into their fitness too. Cause it's like, well, I watch my food and I watch my fitness. Like, so you're either going to get one or the other. And then, of course, like you said, you'll have original audiences too. So that's rocking.
Yeah, for sure. That's the hard part on my other one, because on the fifth one, because, you know, it's, I turned my old personal Instagram into that one because I had like 3,000 followers. So I'm like, I'm not going to make a new Instagram.
Nah.
Excited. You know, I use it for the typical, what kids our age use it for, posting pictures at the fucking bar or something, or on a vacation. Right. So I deleted it all, you know, restarted it from scratch. And so I'm rocking with it, but it's just tough because obviously, you know, a lot of, like, when you do something different, regardless of what it is, people are going to not like it. You know what I mean?
No, people like, can't do change.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like people, like, I don't know. I don't have any specific names. I just know from experience and the way the world works and how it feels, like people are, I know people will see it and they will unfollow me right away. Like I lost a lot of followers because, you know, it's different. Like, oh, this guy's like, why is he posting fitness stuff now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
Cal Reynolds has changed. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Like, so, you know, you just got to grind through that phase and just keep pushing.
And you talked about the supplement endorsement. So how did that come to be for you? And that's a huge step. Like, so congratulations.
Oh, it was. Thank you.
Yeah.
So actually when I started getting some traction on Cal Cook It, I reached out, cause I use that Steel Supplements. I use that, by the way, anyone listening, code Cal, 10% off.
Nice.
A little salesman. But anyway,
totally.
I always use their products and stuff like that. And I was looking to see if they had any like programs or partnerships or anything like that, because I think I had like 13,000 followers at the time. And so I reached out to them and they set up like a phone interview and everything. And
awesome.
So at least, cause they turned me down at first.
Whoa.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, they just told me, sorry, like we're not working with anybody right now. But, like, cause well, you gotta keep in mind, you look at my page, it's just all pictures of food. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
Probably thinking like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
But, you know, they're awesome, man. I sat down and talked on the phone with them. I gave them my vision on like where I wanted to go with this and how I wanted to do it. And, you know, the fitness side of things as well. And they were all for it, you know? So I
got
partnered up with them and things have been rocking, man. They've been going great.
Awesome. Yeah. And so anyone listening, and just so you know, Cal too, I'll have all the links that we talk about, in this podcast in the description below or in the comments, depending on where you're watching or listening. So, stay tuned and look for that. So what did you say the code was for it? Cal?
Cal, C-A-L.
Perfect. C-A-L. Yeah. It's easy, everybody. So the code is Cal, and get you your supplements and get ready to be fit too. But
yeah, if you have any questions about them, you can DM me, shoot me a message.
It's perfect.
I'll answer them.
I love how personal it sounds. Like the fact that there was an interview and then you just kind of told them your plan like that.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
A lot more personal than I thought.
Yeah. Oh, dude, trust me. I was nervous too. So I'm like, holy shit. Like they want to talk on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool though. They're like, now I talk to like them on the daily basis, like not even like just like their friends, you know, like
right.
They respond to each other's stories, like texts, like they're super cool. Everyone
over there is
super cool.
What? Yeah. Like I just kind of assumed for no reason, like, I don't know why I assumed this, but that it was just kind of like, all right, you have a lot of followers and we need endorsement. And then boom, you just work together because the numbers make sense. But like, you know what I mean? Not that
yeah,
it was actually
yeah.
like this cool.
No, it's
engagement.
Like they're super cool. Like, yeah. Like we're always talking, shooting the shit. Actually, one of the people is supposed to be coming to Cleveland in a couple of weeks and they're going to come to my gym and like, we're going to make content. So
no way.
Pretty excited for that.
Yeah. Yes. There's a little tease for everybody listening.
Yeah. So that's exciting. And well, that's a crazy thing too, is because that's your reminder to all you guys, you know, just go for it. I never, like, I was posting food and I thought to myself, I'm like, you know, I was like, I hate paying for supplements. Like they're expensive. It's a monthly bill for me. Like I need to find a way to get rid of this.
Totally. Know? And so do they cover them for you totally?
Yeah. I get my supplements and I make money too. So it's nice. I mean, I'm not going to talk about all the numbers, but it works out for me well, you know, it's like another part-time job, you know,
totally.
That's the whole social media. The social media influence is all this, really just a side hustle until you can make it big enough where it can be your main hustle, you know? So I know like where I'm at, cause it's a reality. Like a lot of people get on there and think they're just going to start pulling 80K, 100, like making, you know, big bucks posting.
Yes.
And it doesn't work that way. It takes a long time to probably get to that point. And some people do blow up quick and get lucky. Like it's not impossible, but the chances for that to happen are slim. So you have to always like, cause I'm not going to lie. When I first graduated, I thought for a solid like week, I'm like, maybe I could just really try to be a social media, like, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
But I wasn't ready for that. Like, I wasn't at that point in my life. I didn't have the confidence to put myself out there, like to talk, you know, get in front of a camera and stuff like that. It takes a lot to get to that point. And obviously I'm comfortable with it now. I just, the only reason I'm not in my food video camera is because the way my kitchen set up would be stupid to try to be in the video. Like, it looks better with just, yeah. It's not that I don't want to, it just would look dumb.
Yeah, but, no, and it's about the food. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, you ever seen those TikTok? A lot of them are like talking the whole time, like,
and they're holding it. Yes.
Yeah. And I'm like, they don't want to see my face. They want to see the food.
Like, I guess that's true. Yeah, you're a streamliner right there. That's perfect.
Yeah. But so yeah, you know, you have to have, it's just something you gotta invest in. You gotta be confident, you gotta be comfortable with it. So that's why I always knew like personal training was gonna be my thing. And then I'll just keep doing both. You know, I love them both. I'll keep trying to influence people and change their lives for the better through fitness, food, and motivation, lifestyle, and continue to help people physically in the real world through in-person interaction, you know, fitness and stuff like that. But
100%.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's awesome. It's
crazy.
It's really good stuff. And Cal, like, kind of in that vein too. So obviously you now have the supplement deal, and it's a huge reality that when the more you go, the more people are going to want to work with you. Have you thought about trying to reach out to other people, like other chefs in the industry or other personal fitness trainers, and trying to collaborate with any of actual people too?
Yeah, for sure. They're, you know, I got to freaking go out to LA. So even though I'm like kind of on the smaller side of the creator side,
okay,
in terms of the food, I mean, like, to the average people who aren't creators, like, they're like, oh, you got so many followers. But like, when you're trying to be a creator, like, that's not that much compared to people who are doing this full time. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But I like became friends with a lot of big creators through social media. You know what I mean? They have millions of followers, you know? So, but none of them are from Cleveland. So it's tough to link up and do something. But yeah, a lot of them that are out in LA and stuff like that, I always say, if I come out there, like, we can do some stuff. But it's good. I'd say the biggest plus of the whole social media gig and doing that stuff is the networking.
Okay.
You know, it's not about trying to like become famous or something, or like grow your name. It's about, first of all, like being authentic and doing what you enjoy and sharing that with people, but also like the networking. Like, some of the coolest people I've ever met, I've never even met them in real life. You know what I mean? We just shoot the shit in the DMs all the time. Like, it's sweet. Like, cause you know, they're not fake, you know, they're verified human beings. And just like coming across like cool ass people, you know, and
yeah,
seeing them and knowing like, damn, I'm connecting with this human who lives in Texas, who's super like, I don't know, have you ever heard of the flexible dieting lifestyle on Instagram?
I haven't, but I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, he's a pretty big dude. Like, I've been following him for years, like before I even made a food Instagram.
Awesome.
Just like, now like I'm boys with him, like we talk all the time and shoot the shit, and I think it's pretty sweet. And then there's some other few creators. Like, this one guy named Over the Fire Cooking gave me a shout out on his feed.
That's sweet.
And he's got like 1.8 million followers. And he's like super, I've been following, because I was always following these people before I started doing it.
Yeah, right.
So it's just crazy, you know, like I went from following these people and being like fanboys to now like, you know, talking with them and shit. So I think it's pretty sweet. That's probably the coolest thing that I got out of all this, is just the connections and meeting people, you know.
Yeah. Do you ever rally ideas off of them too?
Oh yeah. We do all the time. Yeah, for sure, dude. Like, just, so, you know, if I never started doing that, we probably wouldn't even be having this conversation. So
yeah, it's just
it's crazy. The like, you know, the byproducts of what happened when you like do something that you enjoy and the good stuff that can come out of it.
But, couldn't agree more. Yeah, and as long as you're authentic, like you are, man, because people see through all that fake stuff.
I know, because when I first started, like, part of me was kind of fake, not fake, like trying to be somebody else, but like I wasn't being my full true self because I was too self-conscious, you know, like worried like, oh, what if someone thinks I sound stupid the way I said that? Or what if they don't like the way that, like, you know, just stupid shit like that. Like, we're our biggest enemies. Whether you want to admit it or not, like, every human is their own worst enemy. You know,
it's true. Because you get in your head.
Oh, I still do. Like, I'm still guilty of it. I've came a long way, but I'm still guilty of it. It's because it's tough. You got to be. We're our biggest critics, whether we like accept it or not. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I love that saying too. Like,
everyone, like, you're the one that has to look in the mirror, and like, you have to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and deal with that. And whatever that is, then like that's a real perspective on it.
For sure. For sure. But yeah, so I mean, that's really it with it, you know, just chipping away, man. Just grinding. I actually took this week. I told myself I needed a week off from posting.
Nice.
I haven't posted all week because I just need to figure out. That's the one, I'd say that's the downside of the social media stuff. It does become like addicting in a way. Like, you feel like pressured, like even though there's no one telling you, you got to post something, but you just feel this pressure, like that you got to keep posting, you got to keep creating content. And it doesn't, like, you don't got to burn yourself out from it. Like, if you got to take time off. Like, I was like, I talked to my one friend, her name, she's really big on social. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, people, her name is Miriam. She actually dates a kid I know named Omar. We went to Ed's together. And dude, when I first started following her on TikTok, she had like 100K. Dude, she's got like 4 point something million now on TikTok.
Whoa.
She, on Instagram, she had like 12K when I followed her. She's up to like 420K on Instagram.
But
dude, she blew up. And she just was consistent with, like, she has her niche, the way she posts. Like, all her posts are like the same, like, style.
Yeah.
And she kills it. But I was like talking to her yesterday. Dude, she was just on Complex too. Like, she's in all these big magazines. Complex.
My gosh.
Yeah, she blew up, dude. And but I was just talking to her, like, because I just kind of free everything I do. I don't, like, when it comes to my cooking Instagram stuff, I don't, like, I'm a very disciplined individual in my terms of my lifestyle, like my day-to-day stuff. But for the food stuff, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I am very unorganized. Like, I don't really plan shit out. I just kind of, like, I don't have, like her and other food creators, like, they know, like, because it's their job. So they, on Sunday, are writing out what they're making this week. They go to the grocery store and get everything they need to make their videos. They make all their videos. They edit it. Like, where I'm just like, oh, all right, I'll record this one. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll look around the kitchen. I'll be like, oh, this sounds good. All right, I'll make this. Like, it's very rarely... very rarely where I'm gonna like plan something out. So I was asking her for advice. I'm like, so how do you go about it? You know, we had a good conversation and she helped me a lot, because I do, now that I'm getting into more endeavors, you know, with the personal training, and there's also some other side things I'm getting into in the work world, not fitness and food related, that I'm trying to get into. So it's just, I need to find a good structure, like a good structure that where I can still keep doing it but not be overwhelmed with it.
You'll find that, especially like as an organized person, and the more that you do all of it, then of course you're going to find like, oh, like that doesn't work that well. And, or, oh, that's affecting this. And you're going to find that happy medium very, I think, very easily, even though you're going to have so much. And we all know the truth. Like, when you do more, you find yourself having more time too, because you have to be on top of it.
100%. Yeah. I was just going to say that, man. Like, when I was just like, when I first graduated and didn't really have much going on, like, I found myself wasting way more time because I'm one of those people, if I know I have something to do, I'm going to do everything more efficiently and better. Like, even the social media posting. If I know, for example, like, I have to go work, train this person at this time, and then do this at this time, I don't have 3 hours to rewatch my video for 3 hours just trying to tweak one little, you know what I mean?
Nah.
Like, no, and that's the problem. That's what I meant by the overthinking, like, we're our own hardest critic. Cause I do that sometimes. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, I'll sit there and rewatch them for like almost 2-3 hours, like, and just edit one little piece. They're like, it's something where I know because I'm on social media, 98% of the people are gonna scroll right past it anyway. You know what I mean? Like, they're not even gonna notice. Like, so I gotta get out of my own head. I tell them, I'm like, no one's gonna fucking watch this anyway.
You know? Right. Or like, not like criticize it to that degree. It's so
that's
true.
What
it's
I'm so saying. True. That's yes. what I'm saying. So
yo, that's even so great though.
Even with the fitness stuff, like, you know, I was so worried about it. I'm like, oh, like, do I look like an idiot? Like, are people, you know, am I lean enough? But it's like, no one cares. No one gives a shit anyway, you know? And if someone does, the hell with them. Like, the only thing you got to worry about is yourself. Is if you think you're being positive and influencing, even if it's just one person for the better, then just do it.
You know? Yeah. And there's degrees to everything. Like, I don't know. Like, that's how I always like to think about it too. Like, not to speak for you, but like, of course, there's always going to be people that can cook less than you and could cook more than you. Like, there's just always degrees to everything.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, like, why we criticize it to the nth degree is just so, it's so speaking of, like you said, like, our mindsets towards, like, oh, I want this to be perfect, or it has to be to my perfection level before I can hopefully appease everyone else's level of whatever that perfection may be.
Yeah. And it's just crazy.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy.
And I've came a long way, but I still get mad. I'm like, why am I overthinking about this so much? You know, like sure. Just do it. And that's and I saw this one video actually, just kind of, you know, rolling off of this topic. This lady was talking about whatever you do, there's always going to be someone better than you. You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm not the best cook. I didn't go to culinary school. You know what I mean? I'm no chef. Yeah. I just like to cook and I happen to be not bad at it. Like, right. And that's the thing. Like, but at first I used to think I had to like compete with those people. And I'm like, I don't have to compete with anybody. I just got to be myself and post what I enjoy. Like, obviously some people might not like it, but who cares? And that's when I started like growing more too, because we put this pressure on ourselves and like start comparing ourselves with others. Like, it doesn't work that way. Everyone's different. Everyone has their own path. But she was talking about in this video, I wish I could pull it up, 'cause I was like, when I first saw it, I watched it like every day for like 2 weeks straight.
That's awesome.
But, I get hooked on stuff. I have one video that I've been watching every day for like a month.
It's like, that's incredible.
But, she was talking about like this guy, it was like a motivational thing about how like people are afraid to get into a niche or a market or like social media. We'll take the fitness, for example, for me. I'll use me as the example. So I want to start posting fitness content. You know, I have exercise science degree, like, you know, CPT, CNC, like I have the like credentials to get into this and do this, yet I'm still self-conscious, blah, 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 because I see all these other people who are already successful doing it. So we get it. We try to enter a market or something, and we're so worried about what everyone else is doing. Like, there's already like a million other influencers doing fitness, blah, blah, blah. Like, but at the end of the day, like she was talking about, like, it doesn't matter what you get into. There's going to be other people doing it. But what has to separate you is you. Like, they don't have the you factor, you know? So like, they don't have the Cal Reynolds yet in the fitness industry.
Right.
And that's the way you got to look at it. You know what I mean? It's your personality, your persona, like the way you carry yourself. Everybody has something a little different and unique about them that, you know, we tend to shield and hide from others because we're, you know, self-conscious. Mm-hmm. And just breaking out of that shell and just getting to that point where you just, you know, say fuck all that and just realize that you are the you factor. Like, you are the you that the market needs, whatever it may be. And Amen. It makes it so much, you know, more easier, yet harder because you got to work harder, but it makes it easier because you know you're capable of doing it and you're capable of pushing yourself to those limits to be successful.
That's really well said, out of her and of course as out of you too. And like, when you hop into a market, like, just like there is a market for fitness, like there's going to be a market for Cal Reynolds in anything, like whatever you interject yourself in, then now you're creating the Cal Reynolds market for cooking, for fitness. So that's just how it works. Like, just like we're not friends with everybody, we can't like appease everybody in a market too. That's just not what it's about.
Exactly. And I know, because I used to be like in high school, you know, like that people pleaser mentality, like got to make everyone happy. And it just doesn't work that way. You can't like limit yourself because a few people don't like what you're doing.
Yeah. You know? No, I do for sure. And you gotta stay true, and it doesn't mean you are your jerk or anything like that. It's just like,
no, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's so tough for a lot of people, especially our age, to accept, because we're at that stage now where we're out of the high school, college drama bullshit. We're young adults, but like, we're like laying the groundwork and foundation of our lives.
And that's the truth.
You know, most people our age are jumping right into a, you know, 9-to-5 job, you know, salary or something like that. So when you're like going off path to do something different, you know, kind of like what I'm doing, it does put a lot of like self pressure on you, because one, like, you might not be making as much money as your friends are away, or some people pop off right away or are making way more money than the typical 9-to-5, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just all over the place, and people look at you differently because it's not the social norm.
It's not the social norm. Yeah. And I feel that for you. That's tough, man. But I'm glad that you're doing it, because you know what's going to make you happy too. And like, you know that your heart and your head set on it. So why short yourself that, and why get stuck in a routine of doing something that you don't want to do ultimately? Like, at least exactly. Not right now.
That was my biggest thing. Like, I thank myself, not myself. I thank the world, you know, God, whoever, you know, I'm just thankful every day for like just being able to be in this opportunity right now where I don't have to, you know, be slaving away to a job I don't enjoy. And what motivated me to do that was because I was actually just having this conversation with a friend yesterday. Was like three summers ago. I worked it was like a physical labor warehouse job from like six. I was there from like 8 a.m. to like 6 p.m. every day.
Dang, bro.
And it just like, And no, I didn't come, like, I showed up, I did my work. Like, I'm always, sure, like, I've always been a hard worker. Like, if I have something to do, I'm going to get it done. But every day, it's when I started listening to, like, entrepreneur podcasts. Like, I never listened to podcasts until I started working there because I was bored. And I'm like, I don't want it. Like, I saw grown men in there that just looked miserable. And I'm like, I do not want this life. Like, I cannot live this life of, like, going to a job every day that I dislike, you know, packing the same bullshit lunch, walking in the same bullshit attitude. I was like, I will not ever do this again. And that was the last time I've ever worked a real job.
Was it like, really? Wow.
Look, yeah, at you, because knew. And I grinded. Yeah, I just told myself, like, I cannot let myself get to that position again where I need to do it to get by. Like, I will always find a way from it. Like, I'm in charge of my destiny. And that's really when I got into that lifestyle of, like, the entrepreneur. Because I was always a motivated individual, you know, like, hardworking, took care mm-hmm. of my business. And that just carried over from St. Ed's football, you know, and just the way I grew up. But after that job, though, I remember, like, I still remember doing the work and stuff. And just, I would always just tell myself, like, I cannot do, like, this is not for me. I can't let myself get in this position. But I also tell myself, too, if shit all hits the fan and I lose everything and have to start from scratch and go get a shitty job like that, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it with a smile on my face and get it done until I can get out of it. Like,
it's so admirable.
You always got to be prepared for the worst, too, you know?
You do. Yeah. And as long as you have that kind of attitude, you are ready for the worst. Like,
exactly.
Throw it at me. Exactly. I'm ready for it. Yeah. And every challenge allows those opportunities, man. Cause that's a lot of tough work for a lot of hours.
Yeah. Just physical, like, labor, just a warehouse, you know, it was eye opening for me. And some people, like, and it just seeing, like, grown men in there, it just made me think so much. I'm like, damn, like, these people are really, you know, 40, 50, whatever years old. And this is what they do every day for the rest of their lives. I'm like, that is just not a life I can live. I need the freedom. Like, I don't, you know, a lot of people, you know, talk about they want, you know, tons of money or big house, fancy car. Like, that stuff's all cool and all. But, like, I'm chasing freedom, man. Like, I just want to be able to do what I want, afford what I want, and live the life I want by whatever means necessary. You know,
that's amazing. Yeah. And if you can do it doing this, great. And like you said, if it ends up being that you have to go do something else for a little bit, then you have to do that too, but you'll get there.
Exactly. You just can't give up. That's a lot of thing. A lot of people will give up on something. Mm-hmm. Like the food thing for me, dude, come on. Like, I went 2 years of posting shit and had nothing. Like, I just kept posting shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I never thought, like, indeed, it's still not nearly as big as it could be. Like, it has so much potential to keep growing. I just got to get more consistent with it. But just having this small taste, like this small, tiny taste I have right now, this little success I have, it was enough motivation for me. Like, all right, I got to stick with this and keep it going.
It's got to make you hungrier too, if I would imagine. Like, isn't it like how that goes? Like, you get a little bit of success and you're like, oh man, like, I want to keep working harder and maximizing this.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Reach more people and like do more things and have more freedom. Yeah.
And that's the weird thing too, because that I tell people, I was more self-conscious and like nervous and like afraid to put myself out there when I had a smaller audience. And it's like, the more followers I get, the more less I care, which is, you know, it's weird. Cause then I have way more people seeing me and seeing my shit, but it's like, it gives you that confidence though, because you're like, all right, like some people must think this is pretty interesting, right. You know, like, all right, they must think I'm not that big of a loser. Like they like what they're seeing.
And we throw around that word, like, follower, like, and it makes me always think, like, of just a number. But as opposed to that, really, more often than not, of course, aside from the random bots and things like that, the person behind the word follower is actually a person like you and I that has blood coursing through your veins and things like that. That's really important to consider when you have that perspective. You're like, man, I there are people that do support me and enjoy
this.
It's
awesome, dude. It's when people. I scroll through my messages, dude, and I see, like, some of these messages, dude, they, like, cause I'm not gonna lie, there's days where I'm like, I just don't feel like even going on Instagram, you know?
Sure.
Cause social media, you got two choices with social media. You're either a consumer or a creator. There's no in between. You're either sitting on there scrolling or you're on there to create and do something. And only 5% are creators. You know what I mean?
You're right.
And my goal is always to keep myself in that creator spectrum. But there's days where I scroll, but when I go through my DMs and like, or because there will be days where I just don't feel like it, or I'm like, is this even worth it? Like I like cooking, but I don't like it that much, you know? Like, I love it. I don't like it that much when I have to sit there and like record it. You know, if I'm just cooking for, if you're at my house right now, dude, and we're just chilling cooking and there's a camera crew, I'm going to love the shit out of it. But when I got to sit there and do it all, you know, sometimes it gets annoying, but
you're going to get that though.
But yeah, I get DMs, get dude, from people and just like the kind words and stuff. Like, and it really made me realize like the impact I'm having on some people. And it makes me like hold myself to a higher standard. Like, all right, like, you know, I'm putting myself out there and these people think this highly of me. Like, I got to carry myself and think this highly of myself, you know?
Yeah.
Cause that's the biggest thing too. I promote on my page is like authenticity, like in a balanced lifestyle. Like, that's why the whole fitness thing's gonna be huge for me, because people see like, oh damn, like he'll pound a 5,000 calorie burger and he's still in pretty good shape. And it's all about, I'm trying to teach people the balancing lifestyle of like a flexible diet,
yeah,
and stuff like that. You know,
people have lost the art of moderation. I mean, like, oh, our parents know that moderation is key, but no one like banters about moderation in our generation.
No. And there is I've came across a lot of other like creators and influencers who do stuff like that. And that's why I connect with them so well, because they get it. Like, if you want to be a bodybuilder or a, like competitor, yeah, you're going to have to follow a strict diet to get to where you want to go. But what percentage of people are trying to be bodybuilders? You know what I mean? It's not as big as you think. So most people just want to be generally fit and healthier. And those are kind of the kind of people I want to target and help and, you know, help them achieve their goals, because I want them to realize like, hey, you don't have to eat chicken, rice, and broccoli 3 times a day for 90 days straight to get in shape. You know, you can like, use my brother for an example. He, very out of shape. I hope he doesn't mind me talking. He doesn't care. He's feeling himself lately. But anyway, long story short, you know, he started going to the gym with me, and I started like, he was a good project for me, you know, before I dive into this whole personal training stuff, like, just working with him and helping him out. And I mean, dude, in like 8 weeks, he's down 45 pounds, just lifting 3 days a week, no cardio.
That's incredible.
That's what I'm saying. No cardio. Like, I don't make him do cardio. We do some circuit training and stuff like that, but like no treadmill, no stair stepper.
Yeah.
Only, you know, an hour and 15 minutes, 3 days a week, and just cleaning up his diet. And he still has like, dude, we got Swenson's last week. Like, he's still eating. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's not starving himself. And it's because, you know, he's picked up quick on the habits of like being self-aware of what you're eating, your flexible dieting. Like, it's all about a balance and just being self-aware. And that's my, you know, I think that's going to be my biggest thing that I'm going to be able to help preach to people. Cause, you know, being an ex super obese fat boy and I've done it all. That's the experience I'm blessed to have. You know, the degree and certifications mean nothing if you have no experience in life. You know what I mean?
No, for sure.
And I done the whole strict dieting like in high school and stuff like that. And I remember the way it made me feel, and I felt like shit, dude. Like, it's tired all the time, burnt out, you know. And then I'd gain weight back really quick when I'd be like, all right, I'm gonna bulk up. And I'd just, dude, gain weight back so quick, lose a ton of the progress I've made. So I'm really trying to, you know, teach people about this balance between food, fitness, and life. And I do, I still party now and then. I still go out on the weekends. Like, you don't have to cut every single thing out of your life. And cause I know, cause I did that shit, man. Like, I did that where I ghosted everybody, like didn't touch out, like everything, cut it all out. And you know, you're almost more miserable because it's just like, you have no human connection, you know, and you just got to find that balance. And it's tough for people. Like, I'm blessed, like beyond blessed. Like, my dad's friends, like, and they tell me like, dude, you're so lucky. Like, you realize this stuff at a young age. Cause he goes, dude, when we're your age, like, it was all about what we were doing on Friday night. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So that it means a lot to me hearing that from like older people, especially like older people who are successful. Cause I'm not gonna lie to you. Sometimes I get so down with it. I'm like, cause I hold myself to a high standard. I'm like, why not? I need to be here. I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, some of these older successful people I talk to, and I don't just mean successful in terms of financial, but successful in like they're happy with the life they're living. You know, and they tell me like, they're like, you're very far ahead than where I was when I was my age. So like hearing stuff like that is some good reinsurance to like, just stay sane, stay confident, just keep trusting the process and working hard and just being balanced. Like, I saw this thing the other day, dude, on social media is not bad if you watch the right shit.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. But this guy was talking about, you see all this stuff about grinding, hustling, and like, but he was talking about how, if you grind and hustle all your 20s and just grind and say you're rich when you're 30, but you had zero fun in your 20s, he goes, you'd regret it. Like, he was talking, because this guy, you know, he's a millionaire, and he was talking about how he was married young. He was poor, like 20 through like 26. It wasn't until he was 26 till he started like making actual money and like a sustainable lifestyle with his family. But he said 20 through 26 were some of the best memories he made with his wife and friends. And he says he wouldn't change it for the world. Like, you know, as long as you trust yourself and know the difference between enjoying yourself and not destroying your future, mm-hmm. you know, you can still have fun and live a, you know, proactive lifestyle, go out. Like, as long as it's just all about balance, man. That's all about that's balance. the biggest message I want to help people understand is that you can still, and whatever fun may be, I'm not saying you have to go drink a party. I don't do it all the time. I'm just saying, because I get DMs like, you drink alcohol? Like, do you ever drink alcohol? I'm like, yeah, I'm a human being, like 23 years old. Yeah, I drink alcohol. You know, it's just
like college wasn't that long ago.
For yeah, me. Like, yeah, 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 yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah, I drink alcohol. I was like, it's just all about balance, moderation. I'm not gonna go out drinking four nights a week. I'm not gonna go out every Friday, Saturday night. But you know, right. if something's going on, and I want to hang out with some friends or go out and have a few drinks. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But I get it though, because there is some people like. When I first started getting into this kind of stuff, like fitness, I did have to cut out everything because there was no like it's hard to try to balance right away. Like another good topic, I guess that we could touch on real quick is like calories. So I get a ton of DMs about, do you count your calories? Like, do you measure? And I don't at all. And I'm still, but it's just because I've been doing it for so long now. I have like you were talking about earlier, like, you know, what's healthy or not. Like, I know like the estimated amounts of like how much grams of protein I'm eating per day. The estimated amounts of carbs per day, fats, like just from, cause I eat pretty much the same foods every day, you know? And that's why I try to explain to these people, like, it takes time to get there. Like, when you first start, you might have to measure and track your stuff and get a feel. But I'm like, the more you do it, the more consistent you are with it, the easier down the road it's going to be. I was like, I'm at the point now where I don't need to do that stuff because one, I'm not competing. If you're competing for something, you have to do that stuff because if you want to be the best, you got to do the work. But I'm not a competitor and football anymore. I'm not a bodybuilder, not a power lifter, you know. I'd say fit athlete. And if you're not competing or something like that, you can get to the point where you don't need to measure every little detail. But some people, you like you said, the whole moderation thing is not really, it's all thrown out. People just want the quick schemes, you know, get rich quick scheme, get fit quick scheme. And I fell for that trap, dude, in college, man, thinking I was gonna trade stocks and be a millionaire by the time I graduated. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't work that way.
You know, no, it doesn't work that way. Like, you keep
few people do.
Yes. Yes. Very few people. And you keep like saying that throughout your different stories and your different accolades. Like, when you were talking about growing your following, not everyone's Addison Rae who danced one time and now has like 45 million followers, exactly. Whatever the heck it is. Like,
it's just a fluke.
Addison Rae. Like, there is one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, stuff like that doesn't happen. Or Charlie DeMille or Harvey.
Yeah. Girls.
Like, there's two. Like, that's it. There's two. Like, that were done in an instant. Or like the fitness people, like, it takes time. Like, you don't create your body to look the same way that the way that you want it to look in overnight. Like, stuff, it's a process. Right. You know, it's the classic Rome wasn't built in a day. And people like really don't talk about that anymore. Cause it is, all like hustle mentality until you're the one hustling. Then it's like, well, I've been doing this for 3 hours. Why am I not loaded? It's like, what do you mean?
Yeah. It's just, patience is such a hard thing in our generation.
It is.
And I struggle with it, dude. Like, it took a lot for me yesterday after like talking with Miriam, because I was getting stressed out, dude. I'm like, I need to get my shit together. I'm like, why? I know I need to post more. And then after talking with her, I'm like, you know what? I was like, I just need to take the week off. Like, I'm not gonna post anything. I was like, it's not like, what is everyone gonna unfollow me because I don't post something? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, sometimes as human beings, we're so hard on ourselves, and like, sometimes you just gotta disconnect. Big Sean said in one of his songs, I love it. He said, sometimes you got to disconnect yourself to connect the dots. And that's sometimes awesome. As humans, we got to do that. We got to unplug ourselves from what we're doing every day and like look out, like you said, be a third person of your own life. And that's kind of what I've been doing this week, is just stepping out, like realizing, all right, this is what I want to get done. 2022 or 2021's already almost over. Like, these are the goals I want to accomplish before we head into the new year. But I also want to make sure my daily goals are intact. My weekly goals are intact, because I'm not a big plan, like long-term person. I'm a big, if you take care of the little things now, the long-term things will take care of themselves.
Love it.
So that's where I'm at now. But yeah, it's just so hard for humans for us as people to sometimes just be patient and understand that. Cause I know I'm guilty of it, dude. Like, it eats me alive sometimes. Cause we live in a world now where we have access to everything. We see everything. So you and I, you have this podcast right now. You go open your phone, you'll go see a podcast right now that has a million subscribers, and you're just like, you know, it's like, sucks. You know, I cook food and do fitness. I'll open my food page see somebody who in my head, I'm like, oh, their stuff doesn't look as good as mine. And they'll have 500K followers. Like, it just, that's just how the world is, man. Like, you gotta just, it is what it is. And like I said, I'm guilty. Like, sometimes I let it get to me, not nearly how I used to, you know, but it's just, you gotta just stay in your own lane and just do what you can control. Like, control what you can control and just worry about yourself. If you know that you're doing the right thing and doing your best, and you know, it'll start to flow. Like, I know, like, you gotta be able to call yourself out though too. So I'm not gonna lie to you. There's a lot of times where I look in the mirror and I'm like, all right, I need to stop wasting so much time doing this and do more of this, or this part of my daily routine, I'm spending way too much time on this. So like an example that I've used is, like, I used to be one of those people that spent 2-3 hours at the gym. Like, I can't, like, 6-8 weeks ago, I'm like, I'm no longer allowed to do this. I don't play football anymore. I don't need to be here this long. I need to quit socializing, because I'm a social guy.
Yeah, right. You know? You go in there, it's like it's social hour. It's like happy
hour. And I'm like, I'm like, I have to be in and out of this gym under 2 hours. And then after 2 weeks of doing that, I'm like, all right, 1 hour and 45 minutes. And now I'm at the point where my workouts are like 1.5 hours. And the craziest thing is, though, I'm in better shape than I was before. My workouts, I'm getting stronger and leaner than I was.
Nice.
And they're way more efficient, because I'm getting the same amount of work in. I'm just cutting out the bullshit.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, setting limits on yourself. You know, you got to be able to do that. And that's the hardest thing I'd say about this whole entrepreneur, social media, stuff like that, is like, you got to have extreme discipline, because you're in charge of, like, your life. You know what I mean?
True. True.
Like, I almost think, like, if I would have got a job right away, it'd be easier, because I would know, all right, I start work at 8. I'll be at work from 8 to whatever, 5. Then I from 5 to 7 to go to the gym. Then you know what I mean?
I do. Yeah. Because same thing, like we were saying, the more you got going, then the less time you have to blow. Dude, so I have to ask you too, because the connection seems great to me in my head, but we'll see what you think. So you can cook. You also are about to embark on all this fitness, you know, endeavors that you have here. So why not? How about this, Cal? You open a gym that has, like, your restaurant, cafe, whatever you want to call it.
I already thought about it. Yeah.
Like, dude, like, that seems so natural, that union.
Bro, dude, that's already been in the game plan in my mind for a long time.
100%. It sounds like, I mean, you can't, like, it sounds so natural that you could have people coming there, working out, hanging out, getting some energy.
I know. Like, we can't talk about it too much. Someone might steal my ideas.
I mean, I don't think you're the first idea.
Exactly. They have stuff out there that exists, but I have a little idea of mine that's a little different. Obviously, it's a long term down the road. Like, it costs a lot of money to get going, plus location. Like, I don't even know if it'd be feasible in Cleveland right now with, like, the gyms and, you know, the population.
Yeah.
But no, that would be something sweet down the road. But, you know, and that's another problem of mine. I try to do too much at once. So, like, I start thinking about a million different things. I'm like, oh, I could do this, do that, do this. Where I got to narrow it down to, like, but yeah, that would be, dude, trust me. That's definitely crossed my mind. Since I was a freshman in college, I've been thinking about that. So
when you open it, you better let me know. I'll be there. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, for sure, dude. I think it'd be a sweet idea. And even if it's not my own thing too, dude, I'd love to, like, talk to other gyms, you know, even local gyms. Like the gym I go to, I think they should do something like that. You know, it have makes like sense. a one-stop shop, dude.
Yes. Like, the amount of people that would go in there after they worked out, buy an apple or buy a protein, like, drink of some sort and leave would be astronomical.
Because most gyms have, like, Fitworks. I used to go to a Fitworks. They have a smoothie bar and stuff like that, snack bar.
Yeah.
Like, the gym I go to now, you know, they have, like, protein treats, protein shakes. But in terms of, like, a full-blown restaurant attached to it, you know, that's not – there's not much of those around here. So no. I've always thought about that.
You ever been to Lifetime?
In Beachwood.
Yeah,
in Beachwood. They have everything. They have too much in there.
They have everything in there. They do. They really do. They have, like, that full cafe right under. It's like right under the
hair salon. They got the hair salon.
That's too much. I don't think, but I don't know, like, get your hair cut and then go work out, or work out and get your haircut. Either way, it doesn't sound.
I know. Isn't it crazy, man? That place is nuts.
That place is nuts. But yeah, I was just thinking of that. Like, that I feel like that's something that you would be really good at doing. And then, like I said, with your personality, you tear that up, being like an owner or something like that.
Yeah, I definitely want to own my own business one day. It's just, I'm stuck between, like, being tied down somewhere. You know, I want to travel. Like, one of my biggest goals in life is to travel a shitload. Like, I want to, like, I want to see everything with my own eyes. Like, I have a list of things like Grand Canyon, like Yellowstone Park, Yosemite, like all around just America and then around the world, like Japan, China, freaking everywhere, dude.
Yeah.
I'm big into, like, we live on this earth. We have the technology and the tools to see this earth. Like, it's like, I'm meant to see it all. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
Why am I not taking it? Like, why aren't humans trying to take full advantage of this opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we get, like, think about 200 years ago from now, like, they had to travel 1,000 miles by a boat. Like, you know what I'm saying? It'd take you 30 years just to get to America from Europe. I could get to Europe tomorrow in 12 hours. You know?
Right.
Like, why? Like, I feel like it's my obligation to do this. You know what I mean?
Yes. So, traveling to all the people before us.
Yeah. So traveling is just one of my biggest things that I want to do. And I just know if I own my own business that it'd be tough to do, you know, because I'm also a control freak and
okay,
I'd have so to be at my challenge. Have,
yeah.
But I would, you know, it's definitely something I'm thinking about. That's why, like, with the personal training, though, I'm targeting mostly online, just because I want that freedom of being able to work from wherever, you know, if I have to go to a client, you know, that's out of state or something, because I want to get into athletes and, you know, professional athletes, stuff like that.
Sure.
So I got to be able to travel.
That'd be awesome.
But yeah, dude.
Dude, take advantage of that, though. Like, you're cooking, like, go with that, that oven guy down in Texas, like, go cook something with him. That'd be awesome.
Oh, you know, yeah, what I'm saying?
Reach out, like you said, out in LA. Yeah. That's a great way to get to travel.
That's what I'm saying.
Give you an excuse so that you don't feel like you're, I don't know, taking too many vacations or whatever you might mentally think. And then put some stuff out there, work with people, collab, learn, grow, experience the world. That'd be sweet.
Exactly, man. That's what it's all about, dude. They are. And that's the thing. It's just branching out and just recycling back to what we talked about. That's the beauty of social media. It could be because you see, I don't know if you ever see on social media, there's always like debates like, oh, would the world be better without it? Like, you know, social media always is terrible for us. And it's like, I get both sides of the story.
Totally.
But it's totally up to the individual who's holding the phone or a computer or whatever it is. Like, there is good stuff out there. Like, there's good things that can come from it. Like, I am blessed, like, with what happened with me with social media and stuff like that. So, and just the connections I made and the people I've came across and the brands I've came across and working with awesome people. And it's just the beginning. Like, I'm just getting started. That's the thing too, is I really know I can take this to a whole new level. Like in the grand scheme of things, like, cause I, you know, take a step back and reflect, all I do is post pictures and videos of food. Like, that's nothing. That's 2% of the whole me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's 2% of what I could, of the full 100% I could be doing. So I'm just getting started. And that's why I'm excited, you know, to keep pushing forward and building my game plan, my structure, and just keep taking action. And that's what it's all about, just taking action and just learning along the way. Because that's where most people fumble, is because they're afraid to even take the first step and whatever it is. True. That was me with fitness. I waited. I mean, you can't go back in time. You can't, you know, get mad at yourself. But I will solely say I waited way too long than I should have. Like, if I could go back in time, but I wouldn't, though, because then I'm like one of those philosophical people that, like, I wouldn't be exactly who I am in this moment if I were to go back in time.
So yeah, it would
it would change everything. Yeah, but I wouldn't actually go back in time. But if I were to go back in time, I would have just started fitness and food at the same time and just had it all in one
and let it go. Yeah, it's like, this is a package deal here. So now people are going to pick up that it's a package deal, but you're saying they would have known from the beginning.
So now it's just a little delayed, you know what I mean? But
that's all right, though.
It is. I'm just building off of it. It is what
that's it
is. And the cool thing about my fitness too is it's much more than just fitness. Like, I'm making it more of like a lifestyle motivation. Like, I'm not just going to post workouts or pictures of me flexing. Like, I'm not about that. You know, it's more about trying to influence people. Like, just a few, because I only got like 20 posts so far, but like, most of the captions don't even talk about fitness. It's more just overall life. But like, my outlet of motivation and my outlet of hard work comes through my fitness, you know. Just like, I'm not one of those fitness people that say you have to be in a gym or something. If your idea of fitness is, you know, hiking mountains, go fucking hike mountains and be the best at it. Like, go do that shit. Like, I think that's awesome. I'm not one of those people that's telling you have to lift weights or have to do this to be physically fit and be mentally happy. I'm just trying to promote activity, like challenging yourself. So how I do promote my health and challenge myself and clarity mentally is through a weight room. But that's not what I'm saying everyone else has to do.
Right.
I'm just saying that's just my way of expressing that. So I want to get that across to people that, you know, it's much more than just a gym. It's much more than pumping iron. You know, if you want to be a swimmer, like go swim, you know, because I'm getting more into that kind of stuff where I'm trying to like train everything. Like I want to be able to do, because we never, in football, it's always about strength, like athletic
agility. Yeah. 100%.
And I still enjoy that stuff and I still train that way. But like now I'm doing a lot of body weight stuff. Like I'm trying to get into calisthenics, like tons of pull ups. Like I want to be able, like I've never done a muscle up before. So like that's one of my goals right now is like, I want to be able to do a freaking muscle up.
That'd be sweet. So yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to get there. It's tough.
That'll go viral for you too when you
do that. We'll see. But
I'm just kidding.
Right. But yeah, man, it's just taking that first step and just going for it, dude. Just, you know, like you with the podcast, man. Like when I'm on a podcast, because it's like I told you, like the fifth one I've done, like I get so pumped up just because I know how much of a risk it is for you, like as the individual. Like you're
thank you.
You're literally one day just said, fuck it, like I want to have great conversations with people. I'm going to try to connect with other people who I think I could have a great conversation with. And I'm going to record that shit and I'm going to put it on the internet for people to listen to and see. Like that takes a lot, dude. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
Most people aren't able to have a real conversation unless they're behind closed doors. Like I couldn't have this 3 years ago. If you tried to have this conversation with me, I don't think we would have been able to do it if you were recording me.
Because really? Think it would have been weird. That's wild.
Well, yeah, because I would be like so concerned with what I'm going to say or what I'm going to do or how I said something.
Sure.
But you know, so because I've always wanted to start a podcast. So it's just dope to me that you're even doing this, man. It's fucking awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where you're right. You do have to get over yourself a little bit. Like you have to get over how you sound recorded and you have to get over or get comfortable and just recognize that like, that's you like reaching out to people. You know, I DM'd you on Instagram. I'm like, hey bro, like how about hopping on? And there've been plenty of people that I've asked and they're like, nah, like it's not my thing or whatever. And then plenty of people that just never get back to you. And then plenty of people that take you up on it. So
yeah,
it's all growing and you
dude,
all
the same thing with me. So. Yeah.
Exactly,
dude. Like I reach out to brands, some of them ghost me, dude. I'll get left on red, you know. Mm-hmm. Like it is what it is. It's all about reaching out. But the supplements is what gave me the confidence to do that. Cause I'm like, oh, all right, if I could, you know, get a good partnership with a big supplement company, I was like, you know, some of the brands, like I've been trying to get Kodiak Cakes to partner with me forever, dude, but they're just not coming through.
Yeah, they're dragging their feet. They're not on the wave yet.
No. Well, I don't think they do partnerships yet. Like
okay,
through like social media, but like because I always use their products, you know. So
when they
that's
do,
like just that's just an example of one like I've been trying to get
for sure.
But yeah, dude, just. I don't know. What else you got for me, dude?
Well, I was going to ask
you. We're having a great conversation. So go ahead.
I know it is. Yeah, I appreciate it. It's always good to hear just kind of your thoughts and all that sort of thing. And I love that you're doing like this whole picture, because so often it is like we've talked about maybe strictly a strict diet and such regimen. And people feel like they can use their regimen and their schedule and all these things and just how strictly they're approaching their fitness and their lifestyle as justification for the fact that like, dude, like quit hiding it. You're miserable. Like everyone sees it. You are miserable, but you hide it behind this notion of, well, I never go out. I never party. I never drink. I never eat a food over, you know, whatever in amount of grams of fat and stuff like that. Like just be human. And that's what's cool.
Exactly.
About
your that's the biggest thing. Bro.
Just be human.
Dude, there's what, 7-8 billion of us? Like, at the end of the day, who the fuck is a shit, dude? That's my biggest thing. I always, one of my biggest quotes I tell myself every day when I start, like, feeling discouraged, I'm like, I'm going to die anyway. Like, why am I worried about this? Like, why am I worried about what someone's going to think of this? I'm going to die anyway. So is he. So is she. Like, why do we get so self-conscious and caught up in what other people think or say, you know? Like, at the end of the day, there was billions of people before us, and there's going to be billions of people after us. There's no proven facts of what's going to happen after we die. Like no one knows. We all have our own different religious beliefs, but no one truly knows. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, why not just be present, enjoy where you're at, and just make the most of it. And it's such a simple concept to grasp, but it's so hard for people to follow.
It is, because then also the humanity comes in where it's like, man, I got to do X, Y, or Z. But you hit the nail on the head. Like, you know, right now you're here and you're doing these things and that you can feel yourself and you know that you're there and like can act and execute on things. So you have to do that and you have to encourage yourself and others to do the same and just to be good to people. So
exactly. Just be good. Like, that's the whole thing, is just being a good person, man. Just being kind, just being yourself. Like, you know, it's all the simple rules you learn as a kid, and people just still, like, even as adults, they still apply. Like, treat people the way you want to be treated. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. Like, you know, it's just all the little things like that, dude, that you learn in freaking preschool, and it still applies today. And people just, I don't know, it's tough. And it's, we live in a crazy world, dude. And, you know, sometimes I feel like people like us who have this perception and perspective and outlook on life, like we get looked at as like weirdos.
Right. But we're the weirdos. Like,
but it's just like, all right, well, kidding. Fuck it. I'd rather be fucking weird than an uptight asshole. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, let loose a little bit. Hang on. You're okay.
Yeah. It's all about the big picture, man. Balance and just enjoying the journey, but also, you know, having a destination too. You can't just give up, like, no. And that's where the balance comes in, because some people get twisted. You know, they think like, oh, like, live like you're dying. Like, you know, like that phrase gets thrown, like, you only live once, YOLO. And then, well, no, like, yeah, you do only live once, and you should live like you're dying, because we are dying every day. You're not getting younger. Mm-hmm. But like, you still got to have goals. You still got to have some structure. You still got to, you know, you got to have a plan. And it's tough, dude. We're at the tough. I think in my lifespan, like, and I was talking to some, you know, my dad and some other older people, and like, this age is like the toughest age, dude. Because we're really building the found, like, from 20 to like 27, dude, you're building the foundation of your life. Like, whether, I'm not saying you can't be successful older than that or younger than that, or you can't fail. Like, right. Anything can go wrong, dude. Like, my dad's been through it all. Like, he's living example of it. But like, we're in that stage now where like, we're losing friends. Like, I don't know about you, not on purpose. It's just life. Like, sometimes in different states. Like, my high school friends, they're, you know, we were so tight in high school, all of us, like 20, 30, 40 of us, you know, now it's, you know, down to 5, 10, you know, college, absolutely. Same thing. It's like, and that's a tough pill to swallow, but it's like, it's life. Like, you got to realize, like, everything's temporary, you know, people are going to come and go, jobs are going to come and go. It's just, that's why it's so important just to be present and enjoy it where you're at, but also realize, like, too, it could be better, but it's only going to get better if you make it better. It's not going to do it itself.
You know? You're on it. And Cal, you keep like echoing something that I'm huge on. I'm a big gratitude guy, and I've talked about it a plethora of times on this podcast and just in other things that I put out there. You've talked about it, like I said, but what role does gratitude kind of play in your life? Because you're really kind of saying it, and I just want to hear you.
I do. It's gratitude is everything, dude. It's what keeps me grounded. It keeps me committed and keeps me sane and happy. Like, I, you know, me and my old roommate used to have, we still do, it's just not, he doesn't live here, so we don't talk as much. We still talk a lot. But, like, we used to talk about it all the time, just, like, how important it is to be present, like, how important it is to, like, you know, it's not the, like, because some people say, oh, I'll be happy when I get this, or I'll be happy when I achieve this. And it's like, well, no, it doesn't work that way. You should be happy right now just with what's around you, what you're currently doing. And so, like, every morning, dude, I don't even know when this started. Like, I don't even know, probably like a year ago. But like, every morning, the first thing I do when I wake up is just like, I'm like, and dude, it might sound cliche and corny. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't admit this a year ago because I'd be self-conscious. Like, I literally wake up and I tell myself, like, thank you for another, I'm like, all right, we have another day. Like, I'm thankful for this day. Like, it's going to be a great fucking day. Like, I tell myself it's going to be a great fucking day. Like, and I don't even know what's going on that day. I don't know.
No,
like,
yeah.
I mean, I kind of have an idea of what I have scheduled. But I'm like, it's going to be a great fucking day. Like, I'm going to make this day great. Like, I'm alive. I'm breathing. I literally tell myself that. I literally, like, 4:30 a.m. when that alarm goes off, I'm telling myself, I have a dog now. Like, I pet him. I'm like, dude, we're going to dominate today. Like, let's fucking go.
This is it. Like, let's get after it. Yeah.
And I treat every day. And I just have that gratitude because, dude, I feel like I've said this 100, like, cause I'm guilty. Cause I'm a human, dude. And I own up to my flaws now. Like, I used to try to hide it and mask it. Like, I'm some like perfect individual. Like, no, I'm a fucking human like everybody else. Mm-hmm. And there's days where I'm not gonna lie. Like, I neglect my gratitude. Like, not in the morning, but like, I'll, like, later on I'll get down. Cause I start the comparisons, you know, I'll see something that I don't like, or that I think I should be doing better, or getting some kind. And then I just got to keep reminding myself, like, I'm here. I'm like, you know, I live a beautiful life. I've been in, you know, I'm not going to bounce back. We've been talking for a while, but like a lot of my childhood was shitty. Like, a lot of parts of it were really bad, like really bad. So I'm in a position now, like, I'm like, what? I have nothing to complain about. Like, nothing to complain about. It can only get better if I make it better. It can only get worse if I make it worse. And gratitude is just, I think gratitude is the biggest thing for me in my like current journey of life. And I think it should be the biggest thing in everyone's journey of life, because if you can always have gratitude and be thankful for the moment that you're in and the things you have and the people you have, you know, and if you could be happy for that, it'll only make you a better worker because you're in a better state of mind. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Like, how are you gonna, because, you know, you ever heard like some people, they're mad, so that's why they're working hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, oh yeah, like
kill your haters, kill your haters with success, or like,
yeah, right,
stuff like that. I know, because I used to be like, my haters are my motive. Like, that used to be like, and that still creeps up on me. Like, sometimes, like, if I don't like the way something goes, or like someone says something, like, it does motivate me to work harder. You know, because as human beings, it's in our nature. Like, we want to be the best, and we want to like prove ourselves right and prove others wrong. But also, too, I realize like, when I'm happier, though, I can. It's like my grind is more flow, like free flow. Like, things just click better because I'm clear headed and I'm in a good state of mind. Versus if I'm negative, I start overthinking and then I start getting distracted. Yeah, I think gratitude is something that's so undervalued, especially people our age, because people do realize when they're older. Like my dad, for example, I'm talking about him. He's an open book, but like he shows tons of gratitude now, man. But like when we were kids, dude. You know, he didn't show gratitude at all. Like, he's not a bad dad. I love my dad. He's like my best friend. But seeing the man he is now compared to like 10 years ago, and like the way his gratitude is now, and he's doing better in life than he's ever done, like in all aspects of life, like financially, you know, his relationships, like his relationships with his kids, with his current girlfriend, with my mom, like him and my mom still get along, even though they're not together. Like, but like 10 years ago, they hated each other. You know, he was in a dark place. He was living with his parents. Like, and just seeing the way like he turns life around and his gratitude that he displays now is like, it putting me in the position I'm in now, you know, and I take that with me. Like, it's a big example for me, just seeing, and there's tons of other people like that in my life that, you know, Caroline, teachers, Coach Panati, football coach, great guy, like Coach Irvin said that, it's just endless people who just show like that. They remind me like your financial, cause we're in such a money hungry world. Like, that we base so much based off of financials and like, and all the, like, yeah, we all want to make money so we can do, I want to travel the world. That's going to cost me money. I need to fucking make some money. Yeah. But like, you also got to be content with the process and embrace the process and realize there's still so much more to life to be grateful for than a dollar amount or than a car or a house or a, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what, cause I get like that, dude. There's days where I'm like I get materialistic and I have to like snap out. Like, you don't, like, just be happy with what you got. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but it's cool that you know that, and like to have that awareness and to value it.
Lack, dude. That's what we need. That's my mission. Is like, I want to help more people be aware, have more self-awareness about their life, their mindset, because that's what saved me, dude. Yesterday I saw this thing. It's like this guy was somebody who said, you need the mindset of a warrior. You need the discipline. Shit, I don't know, just discipline of something, the habits of a monk, and the skills of an ace. And it was like, and how they all, and how all four of those things, if you have all those things, like you're inevitably gonna accomplish what you set out to do. And like,
I've seen that really, that is good.
Yeah, that's really, and it's good. Just something said, like, because like, think about it, a warrior and a monk, a warrior is meant to go kill people and like defend, and you know, power, like ego, like
right,
courageous. And then you have a monk who's simple, they live off of nothing, same clothes every day, sleep, meditate. And like, but you need the ultimate balance to achieve your goals and be successful. And like, and I love that shit, because I loved how he explained it. Cause you take a warrior and a monk, and they're complete opposites, but together, look how much stronger they are.
Yes. You know? Yes. Yeah. You can't have just one or the other. You need like both, and you need to recognize both and understand it. That's I don't know if you're a Star Wars guy. It's like the Star Wars thing. Like it's
dude, I need to watch them.
It's so great. Long story short, the Dark Lord guy is kind of like, look, like I know both the good and evil. That's why I'm crazy powerful. Well, then turns out his Achilles heel is that the person that knows the good and the evil and acts on the good is his Achilles heel. So it's totally like that's it. Like you need good and evil, and you need balance. You need balance. You need to understand it all to have that balance. Kyle, that's great. Yeah, I really appreciate you kind of sharing your heart and your thoughts with that gratitude.
For sure, man. For sure.
If you like had, No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was just gonna say, it's just quick little story that I read all the time. It's like, have you ever seen the one thing about? It's like every one of it's like an old, I don't know if it's Indian, like an old folk tale from something, but it's like every one of us has two wolves in us. Like one's a bad wolf, like you know, ego, like mean, blah blah blah, and then one's a good wolf. It's like gratitude, pride, like courageous. And the grandpa tells the kid, because and the grandpa said, or the kid goes, well, which wolf wins? And the grandpa goes, whichever one you feed more. Yes. So you know what I'm talking about? Like it's that kind of thing, you know, it's like whatever you feed yourself more, whatever you take in, whatever you watch, whatever you read, whatever you eat, all that accumulates into your daily habits and who you become as an individual.
It is. That is you. Like, you're summing that up. Your work is to focus on the entire diet, from the food to the fitness to the persona that we carry and to the mindset that we live our lives in. That's what you're focusing on. You, like you specifically, that's, which is rocking. It's so rocking.
I appreciate it, man. I'm trying this one day at a time, but go ahead.
One day at a time. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you if you had kind of perhaps some closing advice or some thoughts that you would give to either the younger generation yet to come, to our generation, to people as a whole, what would you say?
All right. I think when my AirPods died, can you still hear me?
I can still hear you. Yeah. Did you hear my question?
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, but perfect. One piece of advice, lately, I think, because this has been said with me, I would say, one, whatever it is you want to do in life, whatever you want to do, you can make a living doing anything you want. There's a way to make money. You can do it. Whatever you want to do, just start. Just find a way. Whatever it may be, just take that first step. Like, I know it's hard, whether it's fit for me, like fitness, cooking, like whatever you want to be an accountant, you want to be a lawyer, doctor, whatever. Just take that first step and just keep moving forward and always be prepared to adapt, because in life, not everything goes as planned. And then another thing too, which I think is the biggest one, because this kind of builds off of that, is you got to eliminate the self-doubt and also the opinions of others who are having negative opinions. Because I hate, like, because, you know, we see it all the time. I even posted something like, oh, like, who cares what other people think, like, blah, blah, blah. But there is some opinions you should hear what they think. Like,
yeah,
if
yeah.
If you value someone as an individual and you respect that person, then, yeah, their opinion should matter to you. So, like, value the right opinions. And if it's a negative opinion from someone you – if you respect that – if don't respect that person who they are as an individual, then why are you going to let their opinion bother you? So, like, who cares what people think? Just if you know you're on the right path, whatever it may be, go for it. Just take that step and chase your dreams, because – like I told you, we're all going to die anyway. So, you know, you'd rather live a life fulfilled of doing what you enjoy and what you love and being around people you enjoy and love, rather than, you know, living a facade trying to, you know, fit in. And then I lost my train of thought. I had something to say and then my phone buzzed and then I lost my train of thought, but that's pretty much it. Just, I'd say just, and I'm taking my own advice too. Like, I don't want viewers or listeners to think that I have it all figured out, because I don't. And that's another piece of advice. Like, own your flaws, like own who you are and admit that to yourself, because it makes your life so much easier when you know you're not perfect. You know, you're never going to be perfect. You know, you can only strive along the way and just achieve greatness while you're pursuing that.
That's great.
Being a perfectionist will kill you. I know, because I used to be that way. I still am in some ways. So
yeah,
just know you're going to fail. Just keep getting up, keep getting after it. Just keep trying. Just, you know, just do your best every day. Not every day is going to be the best day, but every day is a great day. Just always remember that. Practice gratitude, be thankful. And most importantly, just, you know, be a person of others, you know, like you take care of yourself by taking care of others, you know, like whatever line of work you're in, whatever passions you're pursuing, it's always going to involve like doing goodness or doing good for others. So
it's tremendous. Yeah, it really is. Really, that's where it all comes from. Yeah. You're tearing it up out there. And the idea that you can do what you love and make money doing it and help other people and live a fulfilled life by encouraging yourself to get up and to get after it is everything. That's, I mean, you've encompassed the human nature and put it into a very positive, very productive, very wholesome lens. And, you know, I always think about like if I look back, or we all look back on the worst of days that we've ever had, or like the worst of days that we know other people have had, barring death, we at some point close our eyes and woke up again. And like, you're still breathing, your feet still touch the ground when you get up.
Dude,
and like, exactly. you walk around, you can wiggle your toes and you can, you know, like shrug your shoulders, feel your hair and your head. And you're like, I'm here. Like the blood's there. You can feel your pulse.
Dude, your wrist. Yes, bro. Yes.
It's a wild thought.
Dude, but me and my roommate talk about that all the time. Just to wrap it up. Like I've had these epiphany. I can't say the word. What is it?
Epiphany.
You know the word? Epiphany. Yeah. Epiphany. I'm terrible at vocabulary, but like just looking in the mirror, like I swear this was like 4 years ago. I'm just looking in the mirror, dude. And I'm just like, I'm like, bro, I'm really in this bitch. Like, I'm really a human being. Like, isn't it crazy? Like, dude, you had these moments. You're just like, holy shit. Like, I am really here. Like, that's the biggest gift of life itself is life. You know, it's what you make of it. You know, we're all born into different situations, and, you know, but like, when you find that freedom of like realizing like you're in control to do whatever you set out to do, like the opportunities are endless, they're limitless. Like, you can do whatever you truly want, you know, and live the life you want to live. It's all within reach. It's just who's willing to go grab it. Like, I'll leave with a quote I saw, or well, I saw it and kind of changed it up, made it my own, that I posted on Instagram the other day. It was like, quit waiting for the door of opportunity, or quit knocking at the door of opportunity, waiting for it to open. Just kick that motherfucker in. Like,
that's, you know, amazing.
Just like go in, man. Like, what are you waiting for? You know,
dive into it. Yeah, do it. Embrace that life. Like, get after it. Right. And you're like, doing that, Kyle. And
I'm trying.
Like, you've talked about it. You've working towards it, and we can all see that. And anyone who's listening to this, that's going to go check out your page. It's going to dive into an awesome community that you're creating, really, of just that positive mindset of good food, of hard work, of a holistic, nice balance. Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. You get it, man. Thanks for having me on, by the way, dude. I appreciate it. This was awesome. Dude,
it has been amazing too. And so for everyone listening, like I mentioned earlier, all of the links that we've talked about for Cal Reynolds here, Cal Will Cook It, are going to be in the description. If you're watching on YouTube, I'll try and throw it in the description, or it'll be in the comments. YouTube's finicky with that. So, but the links will be there. Click on them, check it out. Head to Cal's pages. You will find wonderful content. It'll be his TikTok. It'll be his Instagrams and everything that you could possibly want. Be on the lookout for his fitness information that's going to be coming out soon. We're excited to see his restaurant that is also going to be a fitness center and all of these are wonderful things that Cal Reynolds will be up to. Cal, it's been a real absolute pleasure having you on here.
Hell yeah, man. I appreciate it, dude. I had a great time.
Dude, absolutely. Yeah. So everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you haven't subscribed yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Hit that subscribe button. Leave us a review. Like this video. Share it with someone who needs to hear Cal's wonderful words. And thank you for tuning in again. This has been an episode of Chats with Clark.